Hi, I'm Zach Siegel, and I'll be your host for this podcast today. Now, originally, I was going to make this podcast on the first round of the NFL draft, but that episode has been postponed, and I have a different version of the podcast today. Today, some of my friends and I are going to debate some NFL topics. Let me introduce my friends. We have Benjamin G., who brings humor to the debate. We have Brian S., who brings interesting opinions to debate. We have Ben E., who brings biased opinions on the Giants. I'm just kidding. We also have Charlie C., who's bringing his opinions as a Bills fan. And last but not least, we have Abner Belsky, who brings not only interesting topics, but he has interesting opinions because he's a Patriots fan. So I thought that it would be more interesting if we turn it more like a game show. And I have a notepad and paper in front of me. We're going to turn this into a game show. If you bring up an opinion like that, I promise I won't be biased. You get a point, and whoever has the most points at the end wins. So without further ado, let's move on to our first topic, which is, do you think that Tom Brady will pull off more cheating stunts in Tampa Bay? Abner, what do you think?
What kind of question is that? Tom Brady is the GOAT. He doesn't cheat. I mean, like, he'll pull off more wins in Tampa Bay because he has a better offense and a better defensive arsenal. But no cheating.
Okay. And what about you, Charlie?
I just don't see it happening, honestly. He's pulled off a couple in New England, but I don't see it happening again this late in his career. I think that there will be nothing suspicious about the season for Brady, but I do believe that the Buccaneers will struggle and only win 8 or 9 games this year.
Now, just an announcement. This podcast has been cut down to just Abner and Charlie, so this will be like a rapid-fire debate.
Yo, what about me?
And Brian.
What rookie do you think has the most potential? Brian?
I don't know. I'm going to say Colin Johnson out of Texas University.
What are you talking about?
He went undrafted, but he signed with some rando team, and I think he's gonna go rookie.
Like Jamar Smith, who went easy. Like Jamar Smith, who went to the Patriots. Yeah, he's a good. He's
gonna be Jamar Smith.
All right, Charlie, exactly. What do you think?
I mean, I gotta go with the pretty obvious choice here, Chase Young. He's a different kind of good. He is just dominated tackles at Ohio State, and I don't see anyone slowing him down in the NFL.
Okay,
either.
I have a really controversial opinion about this, but I think Chase Young, the only reason why I don't think he'll do good in the NFL is because
scary.
People can always just pull on his dreads if they want him to, like, stop running.
All right. Now that the Patriots dynasty is over, what will the AFC East look like? Charlie, we'll start with you. You're a Bills fan.
I kind of feel like cornered. Honestly, I feel like the AFC East will be at least a little bit more impressive than you think. I think the Jets will win a couple of games, but they're not exactly at the point of being a playoff contender. The Dolphins, again, same point, maybe win another game. I have a feeling that New England will actually be a pretty solid team this year under Jared Stidham. And I feel like they'll win probably 8 games.
What do you think about the Dolphins defense that features so many Patriots?
Well, I feel like, yeah, it has a lot of former Patriots, but I don't feel like that defense is good enough to be like a top defense in the league. And I don't feel like their offense has enough firepower. Even if Tua steps up, I don't feel like it has enough firepower.
Okay. And what about you, Abner?
I mean, I kind of see where Charlie's going on that, but I don't really have a player right now as my favorite or who I think will come up. I think Tua might be able to come up in the rankings, even though he had his injury that cost him to be the number one slot in the NFL draft. But I think if he heals up and stuff and is really working and striving to get the Dolphins to at least winning 2 games, I think he could do that.
That's a good point. And what about you, Brian?
Well, see, the thing is Tua, he hurt his shoulder, right?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so Tua, he's going to throw like, oh, 80-yard Hail Mary. But then, uh-oh, his shoulder's going to fall off because he's not very healthy. So the Dolphins are going to be a big bust. They're going to have Josh Rosen be their QB.
After a great free agency and a good draft, do you think the Cowboys have a chance to win the Super Bowl? Abner, what do you think?
No. They always choke. Like, in the final moments of everything, either their defense lets them down or their QB, Dak Prescott, makes just a terrible decision. Or it just all ends bad. They don't have a chance.
Wait, are we talking about the Falcons here? Because that describes them pretty well.
And what about you, Charlie? What about you, Charlie?
I think he went to go get a juice box. But it's
okay. All right, so we'll move on. Do you think the 49ers will be just as good this year? Or do you think they'll be stopped after their first year?
They'll be stopped. They had a lucky season, in my opinion. Jimmy was not good when he was behind Tom Brady. And when he had his couple of shots to step up and possibly take his position like Brady did to the Pats former QB before him, he did not take those opportunities and he didn't show that he had the potential. And I think he got a lucky season in, and I don't think they'll do as well.
Yeah, I'm with Abner here. I mean, Jimmy G, Jimmy P, I don't really think he's that good.
All right, yeah. Just so you know, Charlie has lost his mic, and if he can say something and we'll hear it, just say anything anytime, Charlie. So this next question is kind of pointless, but it was requested. So who do you think will win in a fight? Calais Campbell or a grizzly bear?
Is Chase Young an answer?
Sorry, CeCe, but I'm with the grizzly bear here. I mean, he's just got more muscle mass.
I gotta agree with Brian right here. Yeah. I mean, he's a big boy.
All right. Okay. Also, these next couple questions are also kind of pointless, but what player in the NFL that is not a running back would be the best running back?
Lamar Jackson. Is that a question?
I gotta go with Bartolo.
That's a point for Charlie, automatically.
I have to go with Bartolo Colon right here.
Wrong sport.
I mean, like, honestly, outside of football, he's gotta take everyone down. I mean, no one, I think they were just like scared of him, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm with Vince Wilfork. I mean, can anybody stop him?
No, they can't. That's the problem. He'd be too unstoppable. How about Vita Vea?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What quarterback would be the best middle linebacker?
What are these questions?
Lamar Jackson.
I don't know. I gotta say Big Ben.
Big Ben?
Yeah. Big Ben. I agree. Yeah. I feel like Big Ben's like tough enough and he's smart. I mean, I'm not sure about these guys being able to tackle, but, you know, they're pretty he's smart and tough. He's good enough.
Yeah.
Can we all agree Russell Wilson would get trampled?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like – he's as tall as me. I'm pretty tall. Yeah.
Who is the biggest NFL bust in the last 10 years?
What was that guy's name? They showed all the busts on the draft. I just can't remember any of their names for that reason.
I gotta go with either I mean, Johnny Manziel's gotta be up there.
Yeah.
Along with probably Trent Richardson. Both of those guys really did not fit the league.
Yeah. What about Tim Tebow?
Yeah. I mean, he's a Met now. I can't do anything about that.
At least he had one good season.
Yeah.
What about Charles Rogers?
Charles Rogers.
Yeah, he went second in 2003, but no one knows about him because he was so bad.
Brian, are you going to say Baker Mayfield? Well, I was, because I was like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of someone good, but, you know, those people that they're so big busts, you don't even remember them. Which college football program is the best ever? And in your opinion, who is the best player to ever come out of there?
For football, right?
Well, for me, I got
Alabama. I mean,
yeah, I think the best program ever is – I got to go with USC. I feel like they've had too good of a program over the years, and then they've won a couple of titles, but they've consistently been good. And I feel like the best player to come out of there has got to be Reggie Bush.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And what do you think about Ohio State? They produce great.
Oh, yeah. And Ezekiel Elliott. He's definitely the best.
Yeah.
Okay. Which QB was better in their prime, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady? This for you, actually, Charlie, because you're an Ole Miss fan. We'll add Eli Manning.
Peyton. Well, I mean, I do love Eli Manning, but I got to go with Tom Brady here. No one's even close. Tom Brady, I'm not a big Tom Brady fan at all, wow, but he is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Boom, there we go. Thank you. And I think that was the Bills fan talking.
What about you, Brian?
All right, this is where it's about to get controversial. I think none of them are the best QB of all time. You ready?
Dak Prescott.
No, it is Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay, no, I think Eli is worthy to be Tom Brady's caddy for the golf tournament. But I think Tom Brady is just the GOAT. He can't be stopped. And his prime, he's like, he works kind of weird. It's just when he was young and when it's like a natural prime, like for every other player, he wasn't as good. But as he got older, he got better, which doesn't really make sense, but that's what happened. And we saw that.
He had more opportunity.
Yeah.
Just to add to the Mitchell Trubisky point, I know, Charlie, you've heard this, but in Chicago, there's a restaurant that had a sign because this coronavirus, you know, it said maintain a 10-foot distance. And it said, if you have a problem picturing that, just picture a Bears wide receiver and where Mitchell Trubisky actually threw the ball.
Wow.
The disrespect.
All right. What defense was better, the 2015 Broncos with Von Miller or the 2013 Seahawks, also known as the Legion of Boom, who had Cam Chancellor, Bobby Wagner, Richard Sherman, and Earl Thomas? But you can also add in the Ravens anytime.
I'm good. They never had a QB.
What?
This is impossible. This is such a hard choice here because that Broncos defense had a nasty rushing core. Like, they had Von Miller and Elvis Dumervil and DeMarcus. There was a ton of good guys there. And then I got to go with the Legion of Boom, though.
Yeah.
That 2013 Seahawks defense was just insane. Like, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, and Richard Sherman.
Who are both in the top 20 safeties ever.
Exactly. And then there was guys, I'm almost positive there's Michael Bennett. And then there's young Bobby Wagner.
Yeah. Who also is still the best tackler in the NFL right now.
Agreed.
I have the sort of like a kind of a debate on this, but I think they had better players overall, but collectively the Seahawks definitely had better players, but I think Von Miller, especially that season, and especially in the Super Bowl too, he like carried the team in defense, and it was just outstanding what he did for his team. So I have to go with the Broncos.
Yeah,
not a bad pick, because to be honest, even though that offense had Peyton Manning and some solid receivers that year,
yeah,
that offense was kind of trash. Like, they had a pretty terrible offense by numbers. It's just their defense was amazing.
Yeah. And I think Von Miller carried that defensive pass rush, even though the rest of the defensive line was underrated.
Elvis Dumervil was on that edge, if you think about it. He was on the other edge, and that was just too good of a combo.
Just pressing on the sides. All right, so in today's NFL, which is more effective, running QBs or pocket QBs?
Running, all the way. Look at Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes.
I feel like Patrick Mahomes is like the standard combo, whereas like, when I think of running quarterbacks, I think more of like Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton, like Deshaun Watson type. Maybe Russell Wilson.
I don't consider Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson really runner quarterbacks. Yeah. Not for the fact that they're not fast, just more because they're more of improvisers than scramblers. They love to roll out of the pocket, but they usually don't run. They just use that as a distraction to get their receivers open.
Yeah.
But a guy like Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick, true scramblers, I don't feel like they can compete with players like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning.
I feel like as they age, it's more that way. But, like, in their prime, the rushing quarterbacks can keep up with the pocket quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But it also just depends on the rest of the offense.
Zach, I think you and me were talking about this the other day. But when rushing quarterbacks are younger, that's what they're known for, and they do it really well. But they are out of the league typically faster because as you age, you slow down. And in the long run, I think pocket quarterbacks are better and more sustainable because you can have them for a long time, such as Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Eli Manning. Like, these guys weren't fast. They knew how to rush when they had to, but they weren't fast, and they could throw very accurately. And I think that's why pocket quarterbacks are a little more important.
All right.
I agree.
We've got one more question and then one more joint question. So which is more important, offense or defense?
I'm going to make an opinion on this one. A lot of people say defense wins championships, which I don't disagree with. But I say the offense is very powerful, being able to put up a lot of points. But they are right when they say defense wins championships. If you have the best defense of all time, like, you allow, like, 3 to 6 points a game, but then you have one of the worst offenses where you score 10 points a game, you're still winning all your games, which is what matters. It doesn't matter how you do it. It's not going to be the most exciting.
Right.
But winning games is what you're here to do, and that's what defense will do.
Yeah.
Like, the Ravens, when they won the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer, they averaged not a lot, but their defense was easily the best in the NFL, and it carried
them
up.
Also, agreed. The Super Bowl in Atlanta when it was Rams-Patriots, I mean, that was a defensive war.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But honestly, I kind of have to agree with Charlie that, that motto is correct in most cases. But if you have a really good defense, they put up more points. The touchdowns, more points in the safety. Like, just you have to take this into perspective, basically. And,
even if your QB is Mitchell Trubisky, but you have the best defense of all time.
All right. The last question, which is more of a joint question. So let's do some NFL predictions. Who do you think the Super Bowl is? What two teams are going to be in the Super Bowl, and who's going to win? And your score.
All right. So the NFC for me is a much harder to decide than the AFC.
Yeah,
I believe that the NFC, and after all these years, I'm starting to doubt myself. But I got my money on the Saints.
I was thinking the same thing.
To win the NFC, and then the AFC, I feel like it's gonna come down to the Chiefs and the Ravens, who were definitely the top two teams in the AFC last year. But I'm gonna go with Kansas City just because of how high powered their passing offense is.
Yeah,
And I feel like Kansas City versus New Orleans, and I got Kansas City winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Wow. And I feel like they'll win 28-17.
Okay. What about you, Brian?
I have to go with you can say, but the Buccaneers. And
that's a real Tom Brady fan.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm going to go with the Chiefs for the AFC because they have Patrick Mahomes. They just have – they have Tyreek Hill, Damian Williams. Like, they just have all these amazing players who are crazy young. They're a young team. They're going to be on top for a while. And I think the Buccaneers, this is their 1 year to win, their only chance. They have Tom Brady. They have Gronk. They have their amazing defense, Mike Evans, Goodwin. Like, they're stacked, but it won't last that long because they're all starting to age. So they need to win it this year or next.
I have to disagree with you on that. I think their offense could be – their offense will be good. I don't think their defense is that good.
I totally agree with Zachary. I feel like their defense is straight horrible.
I feel like what Tom Brady – like the reason that he was still, like, winning, like, he was playoffs every year is because his defense was kind of carrying him these last 2 years. It's like Stephon Gilmore and, you know.
By the way, don't forget where Gilmore came from. He was drafted by the Buffalo Bills.
It's true.
Of course he's not there now when he's good.
He was good on the Bills. They just didn't have the cap space to re-sign him.
I know. I was kidding.
All right. What about you, Brian?
I don't know. I was trying to think of something really controversial to say, but I forgot who the Broncos QB was, so I couldn't make a strong statement.
It's Drew Long.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I remember watching him on Missouri, and I was like, this guy's never making it anywhere.
Wow. I can't agree more. I mean, like, the NFL, when teams are bad, and I hate to say it, it really pains me, but the Patriots are going to be bad this year. They have their starter as Brian Hoyer or Jamar Smith. Like, no one knows these guys.
What? The fact that you didn't even include Jared Stidham in there, I think Jared Stidham will start.
Yeah, I agree. But
Is he going to be amazing? Is he going to be the GOAT?
No.
Exactly. I know, but these teams go like down the tube when they're not when they don't sign their best player back, or it takes time to rebuild teams and franchises. The Patriots will be good in another 20 years. So yeah. Time's ticking.
Right. So, the next is MVP.
Mitchell Trubisky. Obviously. I gotta go with are we doing MVP? Okay. I have to go with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. What about you, Charlie?
Can you repeat the question?
MVP. MVP.
So my MVP prediction for this year is, I mean, I'd love to go with the long shot here, but I am not gonna go anything crazy here. I'm gonna put, if I had to put my money somewhere, I put my money on Patrick Mahomes, just for the fact of how dominant he's been in his 2 years he started in the league. His stats have been a whole nother level of any other quarterbacks, and I don't see a long shot winning. And if a long shot, and but I do see a couple of other younger quarterbacks having a great year and possibly competing for the spot. I could see Daniel Jones having a really good year, and I mean, he could definitely be up there.
What about you, Brian?
I don't know. I gotta say, I agree that Patrick Mahomes really could do it this year again.
Okay. Next is Offensive Player of the Year.
I mean, I got to go with the guy who I think is honestly the best running back in the NFL. And this is a pretty controversial opinion that it's not Christian McCaffrey. But I think Saquon Barkley will take Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley.
What about Derrick Henry?
I think Derrick Henry is not a top five running back.
Yeah, I think he's a good – I think he's sustainable. And if you're in a fantasy league or something, he'll put up –
He's top
10. I think top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, it's McCaffrey, Derrick Henry.
I think
that's a joke.
No, Saquon Barkley, I agree, Charlie. I think he can go up for offensive player of the year. He's just dominant. He has trucking skills. Like, he has jukes. He has, like, he has the whole arsenal, basically.
Yo, guys, what about Le'Veon? Le'Veon, I don't
just
know.
Just no.
He's on really steroids good. All the time.
But not anymore.
He's going to be suspended half the season.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year. What do you think,
Defensive
Ryan?
Defensive player of the year? Well, Chase. I think Richard Sherman on the 49ers. But also, that guy that came out of South Carolina that's really good. I forgot
Javon
his name.
Javon Kinlaw?
What?
Javon Kinlaw?
No. Not like you know what? Just forget it.
Clowney? Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, him. That guy was, like, really good.
Yeah. What about you, Charlie?
Well, I'm going to go with a guy who's definitely been one of the better defensive players in the league, but does not won a defensive player of the year. I'm going to go with T.J. Watt coming off the edge for the Steelers.
T.J. Watt?
Yes.
What about you, Abner?
You know, there's so many players that could win this because this position, especially, you got to get younger players for this because this is such a physical and mentally brutal position. But I can't really pick one person for this. So yeah. I'm going to go excited for this one.
All right. And our last award, Rookie of the Year.
Huh. I mean, it could be a bunch of different players. Like it could be, I don't know, Chase Young. It could be just a ton of different players. Like, I don't know. Let me think.
While he's thinking, what about you, Charlie? Oh, Charlie's not here anymore. What about you, Brian? All right.
Well, if Mitchell Trubisky had a son that was a rookie, I would say him, but dang it, according to Wikipedia, he does not. So I'm going to have to go with Colin Johnson, like I said earlier. I mean, he might be horrible and trash, but he just has heart. You know, he has that heart.
Yeah. Okay. And I couldn't resist one more. So the Ravens currently have the third highest odds to sign Cam Newton.
That's not going to happen because they have their glistening, like, savior from how bad they were the past 100 years. Like, just they have their savior, Lamar Jackson. They don't need Cam Newton on the bench. I think someone who could benefit from him, even though he could drag them down, would be the Patriots, in my opinion, because they don't have a sustainable starter. And they're all their starters are either over 35 or went undrafted, so they're not very reliable. And Cam Newton had a couple great seasons, and he hasn't had the best season for the past, I think it was two or three, but I think he could get back on track with the proper training of Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, Charlie, the question was, the Ravens have the third highest odds to sign Cam Newton. What do you think of that?
Crazy. I just don't see it happening. And I might sound crazy for this one, but I could see Cam Newton not having a starting job this year just because of the teams who are satisfied of who they want to try out this year. Quick question for you, Zach. For the last I lagged out. So for the last question about the defensive players, my offensive rookie of the year is Jerry Jeudy. And my defensive rookie of the year is Chase Young.
Yeah.
Do you think Jerry Jeudy because his route running, is that what you think?
Yeah, that's that one skill that just makes him a level above. Like, CeeDee Lamb's physicality and deep threat is great. Henry Ruggs' speed, obviously. But I think Judy's a whole nother level above just because of how good his routes are. He reminds me a lot of Davante Adams.
And what about Henry Ruggs' bathrobe when he got drafted?
Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I know. It was just, I mean, he seemed so relaxed. He seemed like everything was going his way.
All right. So,
wait. I think Cam Newton is going to the Redskins.
Yeah. I mean, Redskins have no
QB. I guess, yeah, you have a decapitated leg guy, but it's okay.
All right, we'll have to end it here. Here are final standings. In third place with 9 points. After,
yeah.
Let's go. I didn't lose. It's second place with 10 points.
No!
And in first place with 11 points, Charlie. Congratulations,
he
Charlie.
He said everything you wanted to hear about the Ravens.
Thank you all for participating. Make sure you like this podcast. And I have a special announcement. Just so you know, Avner has his own podcast called Avner Sports Throwdown. And make sure to check that out. And I'll see you next time where we actually will be talking about the first round of the NFL draft. So thank you all.
Thank you.